New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is again denying that he knew about politically motivated traffic jams in Fort Lee in 2013. From WHYY's New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez reports that the prosecution's star witness in the so-called Bridgegate trial says otherwise.
David Wildstein, the mastermind behind the George Washington Bridge lane closures, says he and his boss, Bill Baroni, bragged to Christie about the traffic jams in Fort Lee. Wildstein says the three men discussed it during a 9/11 memorial ceremony in September 2013, on the third day of the closures. He even said Christie joked about it. But not long after Wildstein took the stand in federal court in Newark, Christie again denied having any role in Bridgegate.
From the moment all this became public, my one job was to make sure that I told the people of New Jersey the absolute truth. I have, I'll continue to, and no matter what else anybody says, that will not change.
Christie has not been charged, but Baroni, who Christie appointed to the Port Authority, and former Christie aide Bridget Ann Kelly are being charged with several crimes. Wildstein also testified that he told former Christie campaign manager Bill Stepien and Port Authority Commissioner Pat Schuber about the scheme. Through his attorney, Stepien denied any involvement. Wildstein is the star witness in this trial and claims he carried out the lane closures as political payback against Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich, who didn't endorse Christie's re-election. He says Kelly ordered the traffic jam and Baroni helped cover it up. So far, Wildstein is the only one who's pleaded guilty in the lane closures. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.